An independent board that oversees Colorado air quality announced yesterday that Colorado will not meet the EPA's 2024 requirement of reducing toxic levels of air pollution. The board noted that the state will meet a more relaxed and older air quality standard. The announcement comes after the EPA announced plans to downgrade Denver and the Northern Front Range air quality from serious to severe violators of federal ozone in April. In July, Denver, Aurora, Boulder, Broomfield, and other environmental groups sent a letter to the Regional Air Council demanding action and providing suggestions for ways to cut toxic emissions. The Regional Air Quality Council is accepting public comment on its state implement plan through Wednesday. The man Denver police blame for prompting a mass shooting earlier this month in the Lodo Entertainment District was in court yesterday. Prosecutors charged 21-year-old Jordan Waddy with 3 counts of possession of a weapon by a previous offender and 1 count of third-degree assault. Waddy remains hospitalized for gunshot wounds occurred during the July 17th incident, in which police open-fired on a crowd outside of bars and clubs on Larimer and 20th in Denver. 6 other bystanders sustained bullet wounds. Police say they discharged their weapons because they thought Waddy was reaching for a gun. The officers who open-fired have been put on administrative leave. Under a new law, Denver police has 21 days to release body cam footage of the incident. In a separate case, the Denver Police Department yesterday announced the arrest of 2 of their own officers, Michelle Pienda and Santana Pienda. Father and son are under investigation for felony theft. Both officers were taken into custody. They face allegations of billing of duty hours to a private employer for hours not actually worked. The 2 officers were placed on paid leave earlier this month pending review of video evidence and timesheets. Administrative review and disciplinary process by the department will resume after the adjudication of the criminal case. If convicted of felonies, they will no longer be able to work as police officers in Colorado according to the Colorado Peace Officer Standards and Training Policy. There's a lawsuit that aims to protect Western Colorado's air from Arch Coal's West Elk Mine. KGN News' Christian Garibay has more.
Yesterday, conservation groups sued the Polis administration for allowing West Elk Coal Mine in Gunnison Valley to pollute more than federal and state clean air laws allow. West Elk is the largest coal mine in Colorado and emits dangerous levels of smog-forming, volatile organic compound emissions, methane, and greenhouse gases. According to a Sierra Club press release, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment's Air Pollution Control Division has missed their window to regulate West Elk Coal by letting the mine's permit lapse. The state should have approved or denied Arch Coal's West Elk Mine last September. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.
A new study from the Vera Institute, a national organization that focuses on criminal justice reform, has found that Black, Hispanic, and homeless people are up to 6 times more likely to be arrested in Boulder than white people. More than 58,000 cases from 2013 to 2019 from the Boulder County District's Attorney's Office were studied by the Vera Institute. The study found that in Boulder, Black people are charged with crimes at a rate up to 6 times more than white people, and Hispanics were charged at a rate up to 3 times more. In 2018 and 2019, 34% of people in Boulder County sentenced to prison were Hispanic and 7% were Black. 0.5% of Boulder's population is homeless, but 10% of felony cases were those of people experiencing homelessness. The population numbers versus number of crime cases throughout the years in Boulder lean heavily towards evidence of racial and class discrimination in the Boulder legal system. The Boulder Public Library and Boulder Parks and Recreation Department is encouraging local artists to apply for the up-and-coming 2023 Open Call for Exhibitions. The application period is open from August 1st until August 31st. Artist proposals should include a focus on topics that are connected to the local community and a preference in 9 available spaces. These departments are also looking for artists to apply for Artist Activist in Residence. Applications can be found on the Boulder Public Library's Open Call webpage on their website. We will experience late day rain showers again today. It's supposed to rain across the Front Range starting at 8 p.m. and to finish up around 2 or 3 a.m. The rest of the day is supposed to be cloudy and warm. In Fort Collins, there's a high of 91 and a low of 60. In Denver, a high of 93 and a low of 64. And in Boulder, there's a high of 90 and a low of 60. Outside the studio, it's 63 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMarie.